Got the National Weather Service from the North Platte office here with us. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's good to have you in. It's a beautiful low 70 degree day for our Nebraska Land Days week kickoff, which we can't say too often most years.
No. We had kind of some high pressure here, kind of nose in from Canada down through the Northern Plains. And, so we're going to enjoy a couple of days of pretty nice temperatures. Cool again tonight. We'll be warming up, though, as we head into next weekend. So enjoy.
I was going to say, I'm sure the question you get asked millions of times this spring is when is that switch going to flip to where we get to what we expect to summer to be here, to 90-degree weather for about 2 months?
Well, don't push it.
Well, I will have to see. Hopefully, maybe we won't flip that switch.
Well,
this
that'd be
year.
Great.
We'll stay in the 80s and get some rain, but it looks like we're just looking out here by Saturday, we'll probably be up into the mid-80s and then could touch 90 by Sunday next weekend. But until then, it kind of looks like at least the first half of the week here is going to be in the low to mid to upper 70s today through and tomorrow, and then kind of warms up into the 80s Wednesday, Thursday, and then again, as I mentioned, next weekend it starts to warm up quite a bit, more kind of to what you'd expect. Probably around 90.
What's the seasonal for mid-June? I mean, I feel like we're certainly probably under average today.
Oh, yeah, definitely under average today. And so the normal high for today in North Platte is 83.
Okay.
So, and by August, kind of the warmest part of the year, you know, it's up in the upper 80s. So we've got a few ticks to go yet here for the normals, but yeah, 83 would be the normal high for today and the normal low 54. And in fact, we were down to I believe down into the 40s here this morning. About everybody was down into the 40s with that cool high pressure. 44 is what we had here at the airport. Wow. This morning for the low. So nice, open those windows.
Yeah, turn the AC off. Right. I love that. Yeah, I woke up and the house was a lot cooler than what the thermostat was set at. So I love that when you can see that. Bill from the National Weather Service office. How about moisture over the weekend? I mean, I know going in, it seemed like it was going to be a pretty strong chances for quite a bit of moisture. Did that all come to fruition in our area?
Well, some areas had. It was kind of spotty.
Right.
Wasn't maybe quite as widespread as kind of we had thought, but some did see some heavy rain, and then other places didn't see any, much of any. That was kind of true over pretty much the whole state. I know kind of out of our area, but I know down around the Omaha area, for instance, was it Louisville, south of Omaha there, had like 6.5 inches.
Wow.
Kind of reported, but then Epley at the airport only got 1,500s. So, I mean, that's a big difference and not much of a space. And that was kind of that's just an example, and that was kind of what happened kind of over our area as well. Some areas got some good rain, and some areas didn't. And so it's been spotty about the last 2 weeks. So, but there is some good news there. I was looking here at the 8 to 14-day outlook, and it's not expected to dry out, even as we looked out past that 3 to 4 weeks. It's trending to where we're going to kind of probably at least stay on the plus side of above normal. Maybe not a strong signal for above normal precip, but the signal is for above normal precip as we really over the next month or so. So hopefully we'll continue to get periods of rain, and it does look like it's going to be fairly warm. Looks like temperatures are going to start to average above normal, especially as we get, you know, at the end of this week and beyond.
I was going to say, it's Nebraska Land Days week, so if it's going to warm up, it's probably going to happen about that time. And, you know, you mentioned normal precipitation. It feels like the last 3-4 years, normal precipitation in June and July is almost zero. I don't know what it is, but it hasn't been a whole lot the last several years, so anything has got to be almost above normal.
Yeah, we've, I think in June here, so far for the month, we've, our normal value for the month here so far, about 1.5 inches. And we've only had about 5,800s so far this month at the airport here. Some areas, of, like I said, have had more. So I, in the month of June, we usually see, 3.5, 4 inches, somewhere in there, maybe by the end of the month. And then July goes down a little bit. May's typically are kind of the one of the wetter months, and it was this year. We had, I think, close to 7.5 inches here in May. So that definitely over the average by quite a bit. So
what have we had?
Just the general trend, at least it's not looking like, you know, maybe we're going to set into a hot, dry, drought-type scenario. So it looks like the sign for at least improving drought conditions. It's kind of the official word here, kind of persisting with the drought, but it has improved and it may continue to improve.
What have we had rainfall for June so far?
Here at the airport, we've had 58.
Okay.
Now, that was that heavy rain we had in town last week. I was actually out here that day, and my rain gauge and several in town had over an inch. That was that real heavy downpour that we had.
Right.
But here at the airport, we kind of got missed. We only had about like I said, 5,800s or something. So that just kind of tells you, I mean, some areas have been getting some good rains, and that seems like that's the way it is in the summertime. It's unless you get a big, sometimes we get those big thunderstorm complexes that move through, and everybody gets something. Otherwise, it's just kind of spotty, and that's kind of the way it was last week, and that's kind of the way it's been so far into June. We haven't had any big thunderstorm complexes.
I was going to say severe weather, severe weather wise, I knock on wood. I feel like we've been way under average.
Yes. That pattern that we were in where we had that high pressure off to the north and low pressure off to the south. And then we had our winds up in the atmosphere and were actually coming from the east. So that's kind of why the showers and storms for about 2 weeks in a row are moving. I don't,
yes.
Some people notice we're moving east to west.
East to west.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It is very odd. And especially, it, I mean, it happens, but not usually for, a couple of weeks. And that's kind of where it was at with that high pressure just kind of sat up to our north and the low to our south. And we were just caught in between the two and didn't have a lot of wind or much shear aloft, and that's kind of what you need for severe weather. So we had some spotty heavy rain in that pattern, but not much severe weather. So, but we're kind of getting turned around here and back to more of a normal type wind pattern in the atmosphere. So, but it just doesn't look like this week with that high pressure that I was talking about that's brought the cool weather here early this week, also kind of flushed out the moisture a little bit too,
right
down into Colorado and Kansas and down in the southern plains. So we don't have really that this week, so not looking for probably a whole lot of severe weather this week either. Well, I guess we'll see what next week brings. But I know Nebraska land days, it seems like we
right.
Somewhere in there we usually get about a severe weather, but maybe we'll luck out this year and won't get any.
I've noticed the flow in the South Platte is a lot more than normal for this time of year. Is that all due to rains out west?
Yes, and, I know they had a lot of snow, probably still some snow melt going on out there, kind of feeding into that. But they've had a lot of rain in eastern Colorado and in the foothills and up into the higher elevations there west of Denver. And they've actually have flood watches out there today. They're expecting more heavy rain. There's kind of a low pressure system that's just kind of anchored around the Four Corners, and it's just kind of pumping the moisture into Colorado there. But it's just having a hard time getting this far northeast thanks to that high pressure off to our north. So far southwest Nebraska today, I see Imperial's got some light rain right now. They stand a chance of getting some rain today, but I don't know that it's going to be able to push up into North Platte, and certainly probably not any further north. But yeah, the rain out in Colorado is kind of contributing to those higher flows on the South Platte.
Very good, Bill, with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Appreciate your time as always, and have yourself a great week. All right.
You too. Good to visit with you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.